Hey there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, there's some breaking news. I've dashed in front of the camera here quickly to make a video about it because Qualcomm have bought Nuvia for $1.4 billion. And you're probably going, Nuvia? Who on earth are Nuvia? Well, let me tell you this. Nuvia is a company that was started by Gerard William III, who was responsible for designing every single Apple processor in the iPhone and the iPad, iPad Pro and so on, from the Apple A7 right through to the Apple M1 that you find in the new ARM-based MacBooks. He left Apple, started a new company, Qualcomm bought that company, and now he works for Qualcomm. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So let's just kind of start with some of the facts here. So Gerard Williams III is kind of this like superhero CPU designer. He was responsible for the Apple A7, which of course is a 64-bit processor that Apple put into the iPhone when everyone else, like Qualcomm, for example, Samsung, was still on 32-bit. ARM didn't have its 64-bit core yet really in any products, and yet Apple were leading the way. And of course that just went on and on with each generation until ultimately we got to the M1 processor, which you find of course in the MacBooks, and I've got videos about that here on this channel. Now, before the M1 came out, and of course we've also got the same chip in the latest iPhone, Gerard Williams III left the company and started this company called Nuvia. And he did that with some other big names in the industry, including people from Google. Now, when you look at their combined history, they've all worked for companies like Apple and Google and AMD and ARM itself and Broadcom. And there's a huge amount of talent here with decades of experience at making high performance, high energy efficient processors. And Nuvia was founded on the idea of creating a server chip. So while Apple was working on the Firestorm core that we find in the iPhone and then we find in the M1, the idea of Nuvia was to take ARM technology, so it's an ARM licensee, it's got a license to build custom ARM processors and do more in the server space, with the idea that in this kind of connected world that we're in with AI and with these huge data centers that exist around the world, there was a new market for better processors. Up until now has been dominated of course by Intel, but slowly ARM have been chipping away at that. For example, you've got the Amazon Graviton and Graviton 2 processors, which are ARM based, and now Amazon are using those in their cloud offerings. And of course you've got the world's supercomputer, fastest supercomputer is running using ARM architecture and so on. So the idea of Nuvia was to take this, design a custom CPU and bring that into the server market. And then today we get the shocking news that Qualcomm have bought the company for $1.4 billion, including of course Gerard Williams III and all that other designers and engineers that you come with that company. Now, also interesting is that there is a huge amount of industry support for this move. I'm going to read to you some of the quotes from some of the big companies that have put their name to the press release supporting Qualcomm's purchase of Nuvia. So for example, we have the chief product officer from Microsoft saying, "It's exciting to see Nuvia join the Qualcomm team. Our partnership with Qualcomm has always been about providing great experiences on our products. Moving forward, we have an incredible opportunity to empower our customers across the Windows ecosystem." So first of all, clearly we've now got Apple moving into ARM processors on laptops with the new MacBooks. And we know that Qualcomm have laptops processors. You've got the Snapdragon 8cx, for example. I've got a review here of this channel of the Surface Pro X. That's a combination of work between Microsoft and Qualcomm to produce a laptop processor and a whole laptop running on ARM, with Windows on ARM rather than Windows on Intel. Now, obviously, if Qualcomm can take that technology that Nuvia have got and move it into the laptop space, then it becomes a direct competitor with, well, the same chip that actually Gerard designs for Apple. So you can see here that there's this, what's going on. Qualcomm spent $1.4 billion to compete with Apple by buying its engineering team, basically, to design the next generation of processor for the laptop. Now, of course, Apple were not happy when Gerard Williams III left the company, and there is ongoing legal battles between these two, because obviously when a person leaves a company, especially a high-up person, they take a lot of stuff in their head, and it's always difficult to know how much are they taking from the things they've learnt there and taking them over there. Of course, there are patents and there's copyrights and there are contracts and confidentiality. But of course, no matter how tightly you zip these things up, there's going to be that experience up here that he's taking with him, and all the design team that work for Nuvia will be taking over now to Qualcomm. Another quote here from Google: compute performance, connectivity and power efficiency are critical ingredients that make the billions of Android and Chrome OS devices shine. The addition of Nuvia extends Qualcomm's capabilities in these three areas, and we're excited to see the next generation of Snapdragon with Nuvia. So the Google people are saying Snapdragon with Nuvia, and they're talking about laptops again. So now we're talking about Chromebooks, and then also the possibility of some stuff running Android, basically with the same level of performance and efficiency that we're so used to saying, wow, look at our Apple, they're so far ahead in what they're doing. We've also got other quotes from some of the big names in mobile, Samsung and OnePlus and so on. So they're all putting their weight behind this move. But not only are we talking about laptops, not only are we talking about the possibility in the server space, which was Nuvia's original plan, we've also got people from the automotive industry, so including Bosch, including Continental, saying, actually, this is great for all the things that are coming with self-driving cars, all the things that are happening in automotive at the moment, having these custom Nuvia chips in a Snapdragon with 5G modems and everything else that you get with that. They see that as a really hot potential for the future. So we have to look at two things. One is that the designer of all those Apple chips left Apple, started his own company, and at some point Qualcomm said, wouldn't it be good if we bought that company, bought that guy and all his engineering staff so that we can start making custom CPUs again? And Nuvia said yes. So Gerard Williams III and all that engineering, all those leaders there in that company said, yes, we'll accept that. So there's obviously, they see a good synergy here of what they're trying to achieve and what Qualcomm can offer them. If they didn't think it was good for them, they'd say, well, no, we're happy. We've got venture capitalist funding. We're going to go ahead and make our stuff. And, you know, you can partner with us or whatever. But they said, no, buy us out. You can buy us. That's absolutely not a problem. So they've done that and they've accepted it. So that's really, really interesting from the dynamics of the people, the relationships in the micro processor industry. As I say, some of these people have got, you know, decades of experience. They know all each other, and now they're kind of joining the Qualcomm team. The other question you have to ask is this a result of Nvidia's attempt to buy ARM? When I say attempt, it's because it's not yet completed. They've made the offer. It will take maybe another year and a half before it actually happens. But at the time, there was worry that if Nvidia owns ARM, then there's the people like Qualcomm who rely on ARM's processors are saying, well, we kind of would like our own destiny in our own hands. Now, I'm not saying there's going to be anything fishy or, you know, untoward in Nvidia's purchase and running of ARM. I'm not saying that at all. But you can also understand that when you are a customer, you say, well, actually, I'd rather have my own destiny in my hands. And they've seen Nuvia for sale and they said, look, we can get the guy that designed all the Apple chips, he can get it to work for us. This is great. Look what we can do in smartphones, in laptops, in servers, in all, you know, Chromebooks. There's such much opportunity here in automotive, and they've snapped him up, and that's what they've done. So it's going to be interesting now as all these things unfold. We're going to have the purchase of Nvidia of ARM over the next little while. We've got, obviously, this purchase will come and there'll be the products that will come out. We're looking at another 18 months, 2 years before we start to see the impact of all these different things that are going on in the industry, but it's going to be exciting times. So there we have it. Qualcomm now own the company run by the guy who designed all of Apple's iPhone chips. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. We're all at mercy of the YouTube algorithm. So if you want to make sure you know when I'm releasing videos, do subscribe to the channel and hit that bell notification icon. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.